بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Once a youngster comes into the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in the presence of the sahaba who all were sitting there in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from a distance comes into this gathering and he says, Ya Rasulullah, give me permission to commit zina. Fasaha al-nas, sahaba, they were shocked. Immediately they became excited. Shurab explained, the sahaba tried to stop him. What are you saying? What are you requesting? Something which is totally abhorrent, it is haram, impermissible. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not rebuke him. He tells the sahaba, فَقَرِّبُوهُ, let him come closer. This was rahmatul alameen, was a mercy unto mankind. A lesson for us. And especially how we should deal with a youngster. He's come, he's overwhelmed with passions, desires. And he is making this request. He's asking for permission to commit zina. Rasulullah SAW does not rebuke him, but look at how beautifully Rasulullah SAW explains to him. And he tells him that, would you like somebody to commit zina with your mother? He says, Ya Rasulullah, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Never. I won't like any person committing zina with my mother. So Rasulullah explains, then that person who you will make zina with, perhaps she is somebody's mother. Just as you do not like somebody to make zina with your mother, another person won't like the same. He says, do you have a daughter? He says, yes. Would you like somebody to make zina with your, commit adultery and zina with your daughter? He says, no. Rasulullah said, in the same way, that woman who you'll commit zina with is somebody else's daughter. That parent won't like that somebody makes zina with his daughter or her daughter. Like this, Rasulullah said, have you got a sister? He said, yes. Would you like somebody make zina with her? He said, no. Then Rasulullah even asked, have you got any aunt, paternal aunt, maternal aunt, you would like somebody to make zina with them? He said, no, Ya Rasulullah. So Rasulullah explained to him, just as you do not want somebody to make zina with your mother, your sister, your aunts. Why? Because it is something which is ugly. Like that, another person won't like the zina be made to his daughter, his mother, his sister, his aunt. Then Rasulullah takes his blessed Mubarak hand and places it on the chest of this youngster. And he makes a dua. Allahumma ghfir dhanbahu. Allah, forgive his sins. Allah, forgive his sins. Wa tahhir qalbahu. Allah, purify his heart. وَحَصِّنْ فَرْجَهُ. Allah, give him chastity. The Sahabi, the narration is by Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu anhu. He says, the Sahabi, then when he woke up from that majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that zina became most ugly in my eyes. It became the most hated and detested thing in my life. He was fortunate that he had the opportunity of the blessed hand of Rasulullah coming onto his chest. And he got the dua of Rasulullah. Now in today's time we can't have the hand of Rasulullah on our chest. But we can still learn this dua and read this dua. Any person who is now being pulled towards zina and the ugly, filthy thoughts of committing zina with a woman is coming very strongly. Or any person already caught up in zina. May Allah protect all of us, young and old. But especially the youngster. Because of the environments we are living in today. Imagine, that was Khairul Qurun. The best of times. And how more challenging it will be now. With the social media, with technology, with the gadgetry we have in our hands. The access we have to all filth and haram so easily available. Press of a button and everything is there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind. It is beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I encourage all of you to learn it. Our mothers also. Our youth especially. All of us should read it. But the thought of zina can come very strongly. Especially if you're working in that corporate world. You're working in an office. You've got women around you. And suddenly nafs and shaitan are now prompting you, provoking you. So think of this incident. Think of what Rasulullah said. Would you like somebody to do that to your wife, your mother, your child, your daughter, your aunt? Nobody would like that. So don't do that to somebody else's daughter, to somebody else's aunt, to somebody else's mother. And there's this dua. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. So we will say, Allahumma ghfir dhambi. We can read it, inshallah. Allahumma ghfir dhambi. Allahumma ghfir dhambi. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Wa tahhir qalbi. Oh Allah, make my heart pure. In other words, this thought of zina must not even come. Also purity from all other spiritual maladies, hasad, jealousy, anger, pride, all those spiritual maladies. This particular incident, especially the thought of zina. وَحَصِّنْ فَرْجِي with a sod, ha, sod, nun. وَحَصِّنْ فَرْجِي. In some riwayat, it has been mentioned, وَحَصِّنْ فَرْجِي, Allah, protect my private parts. Allah, give me chastity. So here in this hadith, these three things have been mentioned. So we say, Allah, forgive our sins. Allah, make my heart pak and soft so that that filthy thought does not remain in my heart. It must be dispelled, discarded. And Allah, you protect my limbs, my private parts from haram. And therefore, another hadith of Rasulullah SAW, when a sahabi comes to Rasulullah SAW, as mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, and he says, Ya Rasulullah SAW, tell me what I should seek protection from was, from what should I seek protection? Give me a dua of protection. So Rasulullah taught him that dua, another dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri sam'i, wa min sharri basari, wa min sharri lisani, wa min sharri qalbi, wa min sharri maniyi. Five things. Oh Allah, I seek protection from the evil of my hearing, my ears, evil of my sight, my eyes, evil of my tongue, evil of my heart, and evil of my private parts. Rasulullah had mentioned, whoever guarantees me protection of two things, protection of the tongue and protection of the private parts, I guarantee him Jannah. So the feeling might come strong. Many a person says, I just become overwhelmed. And how many a person will say that after committing zina, Allah protect all of us. Allah, don't even take us close to zina. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ zina. Allah doesn't say, do not commit zina. Allah says, don't even go near zina. Ulama, mashayikh say, don't even go into any of those environments. Don't indulge in any of those things. Don't go near any of those things that will gradually draw you towards zina. Don't join that those company of those people whose life is full of zina, who will pull you, will draw you, drag you towards haram. And they say, let's have some entertainment, let's chill, let's have a party, it's Saturday night, it's Sunday, enjoy yourself, you're still young, make tawbah later, don't worry, enjoy. When you're going to have this chance, your youth will just be finished. You won't get this youth again. What happens? A person slips. You commit zina. And there have been people who have come and said, that the moment I committed zina, I felt so ugly. I felt so terrible. I felt like I wish the earth would just sink me inside and swallow me up. And that is why our mashayikh say, asbab guna se mubaadat. All those asbab means of guna that will take us into sin, stay far away from it. Stay far away from it. So this is a simple dua that all of us should learn, inshallah. Because of the environments we're living in, and generally, people have this, many a youngster, especially our youth, have this problem of being caught up in some illicit relationship, some affair. Many times a man has got one wife and then he falls in love with another woman and then he gets drawn into zina. Allah protect all of us. Allahumma ghfir dhanbi wa tahhir qalbi wa hasfin farji. And with dhikrullah will help us now to make this heart park. It will remove our sins. It will help us to become more chaste and park and live a park, soft life. Person slips, tawbah istighfar. But now we must make our minds up. We must be determined. We must be resolute. We must be strong. We must be bold against nafs and shaitan. Again, just falling so easily into any trap. The easiest way is to stay in good company. Stay in good company. Find some pious people. Find some people who are engaged themselves in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who link you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have that, then read some Islamic literature that take you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least have khawfi khuda. My Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. And I cannot commit zina. I cannot go towards zina. It is haram. How many a person has ruined his life or her life. Got involved in the young age in zina. She fell pregnant. The boy then just left her, abandoned her, and she gave birth. She's got an illegitimate child. Then you got to face society. Then there is only humiliation. Why go through that route? Live a life of taqwa. And that is what we did in the month of Ramadan, to try and gain that taqwa. So inshallah we should learn this dua. Simple dua, you forget the Arabic, say the English, O Allah, forgive my sins. O Allah, purify my heart. O Allah, give me protection of my limbs. May Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We say the Durus Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صلي على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. اللہ forgive us my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a himmat, Ya Allah, to refrain from every single sin, Ya Allah. Major sins, minor sins, Ya Allah. Forgive us for the sins we did knowingly, unknowingly, my Allah. In broad daylight, Ya Allah. In the darkness of the night, my Allah. In public, in privacy, my Allah. Saghira gunas, kabira gunas, Ya Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. You concealed our sins, my Allah. You are so loving and kind. You are ghafar al-dhunub, satar al-uyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have hatred for sins, my Allah. Make us despise sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, how this youngster, Ya Allah, he began to hate zina. Make us hate zina and all other sins, my Allah. Allahumma tahhir qalbi. Allahumma aghfir dhambi. Wa tahhir qalbi. Wa hassin farji. Ya Allah, grant us barakat in our lives, Ya Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Show us sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Guide us to sirat al-mustaqim. Put us onto sirat al-mustaqim. Keep us on sirat al-mustaqim till we leave this world, my Allah. Allah grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat,
izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your that. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Allah, make us enjoy begging from you and asking from you, my Allah. Allah, make us enjoy our ruku and sujood, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of dhikrullah, my Allah, of tilawat of the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, grant them shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, da'im, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. So many people have got debts, my Allah. So many people are struggling, my Allah. Ya Allah, they cannot find suitable jobs, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have to provide food for their families, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us beg from people, my Allah. Don't make us have to stretch our hands in front of any person, my Allah. Don't make us muhtaj, my Allah. Because muhtaj only upon you, my Allah. Antal ghani wa nahnu al-fuqara'u ilayk. Provide for us from unseen sources, my Allah. Make us be such that we make shukr to you, my Allah. Make us be grateful servants, ya Allah. Allah, don't make us complain and complain, ya Allah. You have given us be-shumar ni'mats, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every single ni'mat that you've bestowed upon us. Those that we can recall and remember, even those that we have forgotten, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us all zakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasirin, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, give us maut in iman, maut in Madinah Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Qiyamah. The Hodi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, protect all of us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Make them naik and salih, ya Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Those who requested duas who are not present, ya they are ghaib, ya Allah, except they jaiz murad also. Fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم وفرج الهم وجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله forgive the أمة في نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله protect the أمة في نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم help the أمة في نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله protect us from all type of disasters my Allah all type of azab my Allah from all type of sicknesses and viruses my Allah ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.